Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. Politicians, both Democrat and Republican, love to talk about free stuff as if they invented free. But for as long as I can remember, there was always free cheese in a mousetrap. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
We're here at the Kate Daly Show. We start out each day just dripping in heaps of white privilege. Or as we like to call it, going to work. The show starts now.
A woman has to be a woman. A woman places in a home. A man places to provide. And if he don't provide, then you don't need him. I've been working since I was 7. I've been raising children since I was 5. I've been cooking since I was 4 and a half. And these women today, all they know is McDonald's, fast foods and stuff. They don't know nothing about cooking and feeding no man. I wait till a man hards it through his stomach. Get you behind in there and cook and feed him. And make sure he get up off his butt and go to work.
Is there something that's missing in this community?
No, the women sorry. Now, they may not like me for saying it, but these young women today, they don't even raise their children. Their children raising them. Look, a woman's place is to raise her children and at the end of the day tell their husbands which one they had to almost kill. That's how that go. That's why the juvenile center is so full and they expanding the jails because mothers don't raise their children and putting the blame on the man. And the man ain't worth a quarter because he won't work. Because I'm 72 years old and I still don't mind working. I ain't scared of work. They stay in the system and use up the elderly money. They been in the system and lay out there and get all them children and expect us to help them take care of them. I'm sick of it.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show live today. We got Dr. Pasta. We got lots of stuff to talk about. As you can probably imagine, after a full weekend of news, can never get away from the news. Ugh. Welcome to the show, and so much to talk about today. Let's start off the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
that sounded
well. I'm just
not happy.
I'm a little concerned today.
Okay.
You know, there's a new variant out called the Franken variant. And I woke up this morning. I may very well be the first Southern Utah case of the Franken variant. I woke up this morning, and when I went to shave, I had 2 bolts sticking out of my neck. So
you mean the lymph nodes?
No, bolts. Like Frankenstein for the Franken variant. Oh, so if you start feeling something growing out of your throat...
I think they're going to call March's new variant, because we're due in March for a new one. Yeah. I think it's just going to be called another con. I just think they should just go all in. And I mean, just mock themselves and make fun of it. Let's just do it. I mean, every time they name something, that's what you have. Isn't that amazing how they know the whole world has it? Article came out and said that if you're sick, you should just assume you have COVID.
Yeah.
Just that's it. 98 symptoms, with the 98th symptom being that you don't know you have it. I love that. So,
well, it's actually better now, because I used to assume I had cancer.
Well, you know, don't. It's COVID. It's just COVID. All right. We have Eric Moutsos with us, and he is going to be speaking at a very special event coming up, and I'm really excited about this. Eric, welcome to the program. How are you?
Okay, long time.
I know. It has been a while. Jeez Louise, the holidays just flew by.
Uncle Milty, how are you doing?
Good, doing good. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Well,
good,
tell us.
You guys. Yeah, we're the March for Life, and this is going to be next Saturday. So if you're in Southern Utah, if you can hear this, you get to Southern Utah, it's going to be January 22nd at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, 10:30 a.m. Okay.
Second West Tabernacle. So we're going to meet at Town Square Park, which is 200 West, you know, Tabernacle, west side of big parking lot. It's going to be more of a rally style. So, you know, bring a camp chair if needed, decorate your car. It's going to be a car parade starting at noon.
Okay.
So flags, t-shirts,
nice.
You know.
Nice. So 10:30
so
a.m.
I'm really looking forward to it. One of my friends, Catherine Larson, and Christine Wagner, they're putting all of this on, and it's I don't know if there's a more important topic. It's like we're sitting here talking about health and safety and life, right? It's like this whole last 2 years, life, saving life.
I've missed a cold, by the way.
Most
if you have a sniffle.
Most people don't know that there's been almost right around 100 million abortions worldwide since the pandemic began. And it's devastating. It's like we claim to be all about life and health, but we don't even protect the most vulnerable among us.
Yeah, the ones with no voice. And we do despicable acts to them, and nobody's calling anyone on it. And the states could surely step it up and do something. And the states won't take accountability. The states are afraid of a lawsuit. Give me a break. When they could be fighting for the very people, when they campaign, they always talk about how they're against abortion. Yet they get in, they don't do anything about it.
Nothing.
And the
Spencer
people.
Cox.
Yes.
Well, that's what,
yes.
So Spencer Cox, he said this last session, not this one starting, but the last one, he said that for the next 2 years, we're not going to listen to any pro-life bills because they're too controversial.
Too controversial.
I mean, that's the state of Utah right now. That's who we have put into office, are people that don't really believe what they claim that they believe.
So murdering babies is too controversial for him to do anything about it, but he can call himself pronouns, and he can put all and do all of these things and lick Biden's boots. But man, don't talk about murdering babies inside the womb and going after that victim. No, it's got to be about it's being controversial. That's amazing. Isn't that amazing that we have that we put this guy in, and maybe fraudulently, but that he got in there, but that this guy represents our state, because we're a conservative state. Why are we not leading out in this March for Life?
That's right. Yep.
Well,
so again, January 22nd at 10:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be speaking at it, and bring as many people as you can, because we've got to show up in numbers, and we got to start moving the needle on this, because, you know, I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to be asked certain questions. And one of those questions is, did you stand up for these babies being slaughtered? You know, it's Martin Luther King, right?
Right.
I looked up one of his quotes, and he said, how can the dream survive if we murder the children? He said, every aborted baby is like a slave in the womb of his or her mother. The mother decides his or her fate.
Wow.
Amazing. They were handing out the pamphlet on that at church after masses this weekend.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's not a political thing, too. Like, I heard they were sending them out at some of the local churches here, and some of the leaders in churches here are like, hey, this is political. It's like, no. This is not a political.
How could that be political? It's you either murder babies or you believe in not murdering babies.
Life is about babies, not politics. So we all need to be in this fight. And again, do we care about life and health and safety?
Right. Unbelievable.
So anyway, thank you for having me on.
Really appreciate you. So March 22nd, that's next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday. I'm sorry, not March. January 22nd, sorry. 10:30 a.m. And the location again?
Yep. 200 West Tabernacle. And it's a car parade. The car parade starts at noon. So
perfect. I'm really glad that you're speaking at this. I'm really glad for this event. Yeah. Good on the women that are doing this. Christine Wagner, Catherine Larson, thank you for doing this event, because we really need to be reminded.
And then the website, too. Website, sorry. It's marchforlifeutah.org.
Okay.
marchforlifeutah.org/south.
Oh, okay. All right. Utah.org.
So March. Okay. Yeah, marchforlifeutah.org. Utah.org/south.
I'm so glad you guys are standing up, because we need to stop this cruel, insidious, evil practice. And
yes.
Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing.
All right.
Really appreciate you. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. We're really fortunate to be able to have people that care and that want to do something. And if our governor, again, proves to be who he is, it's time to finally realize who's in office and who our governor is.
I can't believe a church would say it's too political. That amazes me.
Yeah.
What kind of church is that?
I know. Amazing. I saw that the guy running for senator, Evan McMuffin, he in the state of Utah, apparently he got married and has an Insta family. I don't know if she realizes maybe which way he swings, but anyway, he was having pictures taken at his family table while he was saying a prayer over the food. I know for me, I like to have people take pictures when I'm praying. You know what I mean? At the table. It's
I like to do it on
op.
TV.
Well, it's not a photo op or anything. It's just wanting to capture that special moment.
Yeah.
Seems like he got the Insta family so that his new wife, could go out and talk about him in the ads as a family man. All of a sudden,
all of a sudden,
in his late 40s, as a family man, he just suddenly became one. And I wonder if she knows. Anyway, so that's an interesting one too. It's like when you need somebody to cover up something in your life,
yeah.
You push them forward so that you can get some headway in your campaign because everybody knows you're a troll. That's what you do. You have somebody take pictures while you're praying over the food. You know, that moment, because that moment's not captured enough in film, I don't think. So he put those pictures up on his ads so that we could all see him pray for the first time over food.
Yeah.
Right. That's basically how that went down. And his Insta family.
I pray every mm-hmm. time I eat a meal.
Yeah.
And I don't believe I've ever been taken. My picture has never been taken.
You haven't put it as your Facebook photo?
Never.
Oh, well, it should be your profile photo, because I know that what I like to do is pay people to come in to photograph me so that everybody is assured that I like to pray.
I noticed there was about three dozen pictures of you praying on the website.
I know, right? In very, very weird places, so that it would be captured, so that you would know that I pray, right? Because the first thing you want to do is broadcast it when you're a fake prayer.
Right.
You want people to see that moment. And I'm unkind to him because he's a fraud. He's a complete and total fraud. He was backed by Hillary and he pretends to be a conservative. So he got the Insta family, and I really feel sorry for his Insta wife, because I don't think she realizes who he really is.
Oh, she realizes. Come on.
You think?
Yes.
You think?
She realizes what's going on.
I don't know. When you do fake family, I mean, that's pretty bad. But Evan McMuffin's doing fake family. So if you would just call him on it. Call him on it. Make it very public. Let him know that you know who he is. Because I was looking at the comment section, and man, it was like, you're a troll, you evil little. I can't even say the words on the air. It was like looking at a Mitt Romney post. Everybody under it was like, you troll. So I'm happy that Utah is seen through this cad. Mm-hmm. And he is a cad. He's a total CIA agent. And he'll lie and lie and lie to get your vote. And I think I don't like that. I think it's very sad. And when I first pointed him out, a lot of people like our Mayor John Pike, who was all in for Evan McMuffin, and posting it all over Facebook, how he prayed about it and received some sort of revelation that Evan was to be our next president. That was embarrassing for John Pike, the mayor. But I just remember going through his website and going, you guys, you have to see this. It's so obvious who he is and what he's about, because all of his issues were very liberal. And so I really do hope that you see through this cad. He's a liar. He's a complete and total liar. Please, please call him out on it. Let him know you know. What an embarrassing campaign for him. He's running against Mike Lee. And now he has the Insta family.
Yep.
Gotta do those, you know, foolproof measures when you're running for office.
Unbelievable.
Right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And Ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we?
There's just nothing like getting told that you're a racist every 5 seconds, a whole century after we stopped racism in the entire country and in the entire world. There's just nothing like it. I wonder how long we're going to get told that. I just wanted to mention garage doors only. You guys are fantastic. And get the garage door that you're going to love and that can change the whole face of your home. And they'll be over in a moment to do it. And I mean a single second. And they'll do it great, too. They do a great job. And they have wonderful customer service. They were voted best of Southern Utah. You just can't get better. Garage doors only. It's the only thing they do. And they do it in the state of Utah and Nevada. So you have every single reason to make sure that you go to the to garage doors only when needing service or when needing a new garage door, replacement garage door. These are your guys to do it. And their commercials are awesome. It just made me laugh so hard the other day when I was listening to the radio and I heard their commercial. And I just, you guys, kudos to you for making me laugh. You guys are the best. Garage doors only. So let's take a phone call, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Kudos to Susan.
Yeah?
My mom contacted her about the information for ivermectin, and she responded so dang quick.
Good.
Practically knocked my mom off her chair.
I so, bet. Kudos Susan's to her, great.
I wanted to make a comment about Evan Mick's sausage muffin and his photo op illustrating his spirituality.
Oh, yes. It's my
favorite. Everybody knows that Jesus and the disciples had a photo op for the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, where would we have all of those pictures of the Last Supper? And what sort of disingenuous thought.
He is, don't
politicizes the spirituality.
I think he and Governor Cox are just made of the same cloth, and I think people are starting to finally realize what these two cads are about. And honestly, they're a lot alike. They are a lot
I think
alike.
The optimal word here is Cox.
Well, There's Governor Cox for you. Anyway, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. You remember Cox Country? That was his slogan.
Yeah.
And everyone went, "You're an embarrassment." So they are so much more alike than people realize that they are, Spencer and McMuffin. Okay. Same issues. Same problems.
You know, and they look a lot alike.
I know. Same photo ops kind of thing going on there. So,
yeah,
they are. They should just be twin brothers, truly. They're complete and total leftists. That's why Governor Cox won't entertain the idea of possibly doing anything about abortion and murdering of babies, even though to get elected, he said he was pro-life. Isn't that kind of amazing how we get used?
That's like double punishment.
It really, there's a soft place in hell for people like that. Nice place in hell. I didn't mean soft.
So,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was really upset to learn that those people that were suing to get their father, who was on a ventilator, ivermectin, didn't get it.
I know. Well, you can't go to the hospital anymore and expect they're going to do the right thing. So stop going to the hospital.
You
this is a
to.
Really easy one, guys. I mean, stop going in. get an oxygen machine. It might save your life one day. So do it. I mean, yeah. What in the world? Why are we dancing around this? Stop going in. I know that ever since my video came out, it's hurt their bottom line because people are not going in. And I really appreciate all of you that took that advice. And it's real easy to be able to get right on top of this from home. And you guys all realize that. And I'm so grateful because not only did we hurt their bottom line, and they really count on that 100 grand plus per patient when they can get them in on a ventilator, but also that you didn't lose a loved one. And there's too many losing loved ones. I just, please make it stop happening. I can't hear about another death from via the ICU.
You know, the real problem is this. The three judges that made this ruling against them getting ivermectin were all appointed by conservative governors.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Oh, it just makes me Scott sick.
Rick Scott appointed two of them, and DeSantis appointed one of them.
You know, somebody put up a really good two-line, and hat tip, Mike, thank you. They're trying to kill us while acting like they're trying to save us.
Yep.
I wish people would really take that to heart because we're not realizing it as a society yet. We're on the cusp. We're on the verge. We're getting there. Too many people have lost loved ones saying, hey, that was needless because my person was very young. That should not have happened. And it is needless when people are young because you can get through pneumonia. And that's basically what it is. And if they would treat you for pneumonia, you'd be probably just fine. But that's not happening. So IHC announced the no overnight visitations now. They think it's perfectly fine for you to be there all day. But they said no overnight visitations. Now, they said this is their new policy, their sick policy, okay? So if you just ask yourself the very obvious question here, why did they do this policy? Well, A, they want you out of there. They get to do things to your loved one when you're not there and then explain to you later, see, why they did it instead of you having a say on it. The other thing is the spread of COVID, right? That's what they're blaming it on. The highly transmissible COVID, the severely transmissible COVID. But let me ask you this very obvious question that they're afraid to answer. Okay. The very obvious thing is when somebody brings their loved one in who has been with their loved one for days on end while they were sick, the loved one isn't sick. So why then are they going to ban the loved one? The loved one's not ill, even though they were exposed to said severely transmissible human being in their family. The person isn't sick. The family isn't sick. So how can it be highly transmissible if the family bringing the patient in is not ill? Ever. Ever. This is how stupid they are. They think that you're going to believe that it's highly transmissible, even though you're standing there saying, I'm as healthy as an ox. This is what happened to me. I'm healthy. Why are you making me wear a zoot suit? Why are you making me wear a hose on my head? Why do you have these restrictions of when I can come and go, right? Because they want you to believe them that it's highly transmissible, even though you're standing there as living proof that it is not. Because I promise you, you did not wear a hose on your head and a zoot suit when you were at home with your loved one while they were getting sick. As per the past. Because whenever your loved one was sick, you didn't automatically get it.
You know, and they don't want you in there with your relatives because doctors are shy about saving lives. They don't want you to see them save your loved one's life.
It's so despicable. It's so despicable. I wish people would email them and let them know how what they're doing makes absolutely no medical sense, no scientific sense,
no moral sense.
And ethically, it is a horrific thing to do to somebody to leave them alone in a hospital without somebody by their side to speak for them that they love and trust, not you. They don't trust you, doctor and nurse. They don't trust you. But they do trust their loved one to speak up for you, and that loved one has every right to be in there. So your asinine policy proves how seriously corrupt, how corrupt it is.
Well, forget about speaking up for them. What about just comforting your loved one?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
That alone could make them well.
Right. You can't have that. It's highly transmissible. And we're running around in zoot suits acting like it's a plague, an airborne plague. But then we all take our zoot suits off and we all go to Walmart together where it's not a plague. And then we go to the post office where it's not a plague. But inside the walls of the hospital, you're in a deadly plague of unknown proportion.
Yeah.
And you're going to get it just by standing there, even though you were just with your loved one who was sick for 7 days. This is how asinine they are. You want to know why I don't trust people around here? There you go. I had experience with them. I know they don't read studies. I know they just get told what to say and do. I know they read off a script. I know they're sitting there saying remdesivir is safe and effective when it's not. There have been zero studies except for the Ebola study in which they had to take it off because people were dying. They ended a study early on Ebola with remdesivir because too many people were dying. And that they had no animal studies. That was the only study they did. So the doctor that stands there and smiles at you and says it's safe and effective is lying to you because it's not been proven safe and effective. I think it's pretty sick. And this article popped up today, and IHC wants to keep coming out with these articles. We'll keep talking about them.
Yeah, and they keep saying there's a scientific consensus. The fact that there's 60,000 doctors in the world saying, no, 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 that's not right,
I know,
says there's no consensus.
Right.
I'm not, even if you don't think they're right, not a consensus.
No, the only consensus is of those who obey universal health care.
Yes.
Those that are a part of the government system. Did everybody realize in this last 2 years that we became Canada? We are now Canada's healthcare system. They all have to go by the exact same one size fits all protocol. They're not allowed to deviate from it. That means we have Canada's system now. Obama put it into place. Back in the 2000s, right? 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. 2010. And now we're having to suffer the consequences of it. So get out of the universal healthcare system and find somebody who will actually treat you.
So in our area here in St. George, I want everybody to understand that there are some concierge places. I had to call a doctor last night for some help. And they got back to me within an hour.
Nice.
Late at night.
Nice. And but have those resources. All you got to do is email Susan at katedallyradio.com.
Yes. And they don't work for one of the big hospitals.
And when I found the idiocy at the hospital, the level of idiocy, me as a lay person who's a radio host, because they like to make fun of that. I'm a radio host. Yeah, you're right. I can't read or write. I can't see what you're doing, and it makes no sense. But I've just never, I realized how the doctors would not read. They would not study anything. And I actually knew more about COVID than they did. When I asked a particular doctor if they could define what COVID was, the doctor said to me, and I'm no lie, said to me, it's out there somewhere. This is a doctor that's sure that COVID is everywhere. Could not even define it.
Nope.
I'm just telling you this because I'm trying to save your life. I'm trying to help you. And I'm trying to get you to good doctors that'll help you. Please do not be a victim of the system. Because when you walk in there, you're a victim of the system if you have respiratory. They'll claim you have COVID. It puts you on the COVID train. And it delivers the hospital a lot of money. And what they truly care about is threatening people. And what they truly care about is their bottom line.
Everyone should listen to the podcast from last Thursday's third hour.
Yes.
The American frontline nurses,
oh,
Nicole.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It was
Boy,
fantastic.
Did she just say it or what?
Yeah.
Woo! Yes, America's American frontline nurse. Oh, she was amazing. She was the first nurse whistleblower of 2020, back in May of 2020. We had her on the show. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. Politicians, both Democrat and Republican, love to talk about free stuff as if they invented free. But for as long as I can remember, there was always free cheese in a mousetrap. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
A lot of politicians that song is reserved for. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I didn't say that. Anyway.
And just, rightfully so.
Yeah, well, there's just many politicians that have that problem.
That's all I got to say. My issue is not what their sexuality is. Well, my issue is that they feel they have to lie about
it. That's mine, too.
Yeah.
That's mine too. One of my best friends is gay. Are you kidding? I don't be whoever you want, but don't lie about it to get elected. That's my big issue.
Yeah.
I don't like the little liars out there. And there's so many of them, you just would not believe how many. It's almost scary because I get told a lot of things and for years and years and years, and it's just amazing how many are.
Well, you know, wives
hiding it.
Wives are expensive enough without having to buy one.
You need a photo op. You need a photo op, okay? That's just how it goes. And sadly, here in Utah. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. Auto Body Central is just a fantastic place to go get your car serviced for your auto body needs. And they'll make sure that you are taken care of, and they'll deal with the insurance companies for you. They know how the insurance companies work, and they actually will fight in your favor to get what, you know, you need done to make that car perfect again. And they'll do it quickly. ABC Auto Body Central. I cannot say enough about them. They are that good. And just give them a call, please, when you get in an accident, because they'll even come to your home and do the assessment. You don't even have to leave your house. How nice.
Yeah.
We were just talking about going to Vegas, and I went to Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and I did not wear a mask on my mouth. I did not wear a mask, and nobody said anything to me, but you recently went.
Yeah, I went Friday. We went to celebrate my son's birthday, but anyway, I didn't want to be hassled at all.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to wear a mask, of course.
So what did you do?
I put the mask under my nose, and then I took a cannula.
I took a cannula from
my oxygen. I didn't have the oxygen, just the cannula. And I stuck the cannula in my pocket and then brought it up to my nose. So it was just the cannula, but nobody said a
word. That's great. Oh, that's great. You know what? People don't either. If you just act like you own it, they just won't. I mean, I don't know what it is, what vibe I give off, but people will not come up to me. They will not say a word. And I love that, by the way. Make sure and email Susan at katedalyradio.com. KATEDALLEY, like Valley with a D. radio.com. Susan at katedalyradio.com. We're going to get you the help you need. You're going to know exactly what to do, because people reach out to me. There's about three of my friends a day are reaching out to me going, now, what do I do? So I would definitely have a nebulizer at home. If you can get an oxygen machine, that way no one has to go actually to the hospital. I mean, they really do count on that bottom line of the patients getting COVID dollars. So I would say absolutely stay out of the hospital. Once you go in, it's very hard to get you out. It's true. And they don't want you to leave because they want you. That's why when we went in, we were told we had to be there 7 to 10 days. And I was like, I'm sorry, how do you know that? We're just here overnight for some oxygen. We're out of here. And, anyway, we were out in 3 days, and you can find out how we did it, and you can email Susan, and she's got an email all ready to send you with the phone numbers, the contact information, everything you need of good doctors that know what they're doing.
Yep.
Instead of the doctors that come from universal healthcare system, they're called hospitalists, and you do not want to be, I would not want my loved one treated by a hospitalist. Thank you very much.
That's what I called one of those last night.
Yeah.
And by
not
the,
a hospitalist. No, the good doctor.
No, the doctor on the list.
The doctors we referred to.
And I had two prescriptions that I needed first thing this morning.
See how fast and how perfect that is? Immediate help. Immediate help. And there's even a pharmacy here that will send it to you if you're out of state.
Yep.
Also, I just wanted to say, too, as far as that goes, you know, you've got to have the right doctors to go to. We have the connections. And if you are a doctor in a state that, because we have people contacting us all the time that say, well, I'm in this state. Mm-hmm. Who do I go to for help? And they want to go to a doctor near them. So if you know of somebody, please give that information to Susan, because she's putting it on a list. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be the connector show that connects people and doctors to good doctors, not universal healthcare hospitalists or ICU nurses, but the ones that were actually, you know, doing the good work and actually helping people stay out of the hospital if you get sick. And here's the deal. People keep saying over and over again, oh, another con variant or Omicron variant. Do I have that one? Do you realize that we're all talking about it as if your head's going to spin around and green vomit's going to come out of your face as one of the symptoms? Do you guys realize that the symptom we're talking about is fatigue? And everyone's going, do I have the Omicron? It's fatigue, and muscle aches are the actual two symptoms that they list for Omicron. That is what Omicron is. Fatigue and muscle aches.
And a sore throat.
Oh, do you realize that's a cold? And we're all talking about it as if your head's going to spin around, vomit's going to come out, and you're going to get purple blisters all over yourself. I mean, that's how insane this is. Am I going to get fatigue? How bad? How bad will my fatigue be? It's like, it's fatigue. You might get tired because it's winter and you have a cold, for Pete's sakes. Can I just remind everybody that we had colds every winter, every single winter, and we didn't treat it like total hypochondriacs. This is new for us. Oh, I can't even tell you how irritating this is getting. And people believe that if the government announces a variant, that you seriously have it. And the news should be ashamed of itself for putting out an article that says, if you're sick, you just have COVID. Just assume it and run to the hospital. Make sure they get their money. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Cousin Kate.
Hi, go right ahead.
Hey, so you were talking about Vegas, and you mentioned about the people wearing masks.
Yeah.
When I was there, it was like they were so comfortable wearing it for some reason.
Well, they are. They're getting used to it. People are having it in every, like Pelosi, every color for every outfit. It's so sad. All I think when I see somebody in a mask is, you're so delusional. Oh, I feel bad for people.
Well, and you have these people. I mean, I was at one of the malls there, and people were, some people were eating. They were literally had their mask on, and they would move it a little bit to put their food in, and then put it back down and chew it and swallow it.
You can never be too safe. So I don't know what to say. Yeah, you just can't be too safe.
There was a guy that I guess he was on some flight. I can't remember where it was, where it was going, but he kept the French fry in his mouth the entire time so he didn't have to wear a mask.
Wow. I love it. Just don't wear one. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know what's funny? It's the government announcing your diagnosis without a test and without ever seeing you. Your government and your CDC can tell you what you have. If they came out next week and said everyone has measles and the new measles variant doesn't have the spots, everybody would think they had measles and they would go for a measles test. I'm not kidding. That's the degree of just imbecile now that we are in certain terms.
You know, we have to be able to read critically also. Dr. Clive Dix, chairman of the UK Vaccine Task Force, said this weekend, it is a waste of time to keep vaccinating people. Sounds great, except then he goes on to say, an immune status study should be conducted to understand exactly where everyone's immunity is.
Oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. And also, before we take this call, triple vaxxed, top U.S. general, the total sellout, complete sellout, Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that little monster, got COVID again. Do you know why? Because it's just that rampant. His fatigue and muscle aches, he's triple vaxxed, but he got it again. That must mean that fatigue and muscle aches is just so virulent.
Yeah, either that or the stress from being a traitor.
So true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate.
Hi.
I guess one piece of good news for both of you to ponder, and I think it's happening in your state as well. But we have a doctor that we that's on the radio up here during the morning hours, which we also simulcast. His name is Dr. Eric Napudi.
Uh-huh.
You should have him on your show.
Okay.
He is a fireball when it comes to fighting all this stuff, and he's on the same page as certainly we all are.
Nice. Nice. I love it. I will.
He's connected with Dr. Sherry Timpenny and all these other doctors like Lee Merritt. And
excellent.
One of the things he commented on here a while back is that Sherry Timpenny apparently is going to start opening clinics across the United States as well. They're working on that.
Good.
And he's also opening clinics. Napudi is apparently going to be opening clinics here in various parts of South Central and Southern Missouri. And so there are some things happening as more and more people walk away from this corrupt system.
I am so glad. Good.
We're going to get some new clinics with real health care, it looks like.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You know what? I'm so happy about that because we need to get away. This is a perfect window to get away from universal health care. Now you've realized when you go into the hospital, you don't have any rights. The fact that they can keep you away from your loved one, even as an advocate in the hospital, should say volumes about how terrible the hospitals are now. That is a pretty sick thing to come out with. And I actually think it's pretty evil to say that a loved one can't be by your side.
And if we use these facilities, it will bankrupt the insurance companies trying to keep the hospitals open, and the whole thing will collapse.
Yeah, you're right.
And then insurance will pay for these private
clinics.
You're
right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Bingo. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute.
I just first want to say thank you for informing all of us and keeping us up to date with everything and the actual truth and the facts.
Aww.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's actually come handy. I just want to speak for a couple of people at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
There are nurses out there that feel like their hands are tied. I had a friend who her husband was in the hospital fighting for his life, and the nurse basically said, what you give your husband when I'm not in this room, I don't know.
Amen. I've heard that.
And they actually called me, and because of you keeping everybody informed, I was able to get her a doctor to prescribe her ivermectin, and her husband was out in 3 days after starting.
Yay! That just made my whole day.
Yep.
You have no idea.
So,
thank you.
I can't express to you guys enough how appreciative we are that you keep us informed and with life-saving information.
Thank you.
I just wanted to express a thank you for that.
Aw, that was the sweetest thing ever.
Thank you so
much for that. Wasn't that nice?
Makes it all worthwhile.
You know what? We had to slip my husband NAC when we were in there, and triple dose NAC, 900 milligrams. That's what Dr. Merritt told us to do. She said, bring in three of those pills to him every day, and we did, and I was so happy we did. And I know there are some nurses that get it. I know there are nurses in the ICU that get it. And sadly, the doctors, they get rid of them. If they know that they get it, they get rid of them. And that should tell you volumes about where they're at. The medical director is responsible for that. And people need to go and email him and let them know how they feel about that, how they feel about the way that they're trying to threaten and erase people.
Yeah. One of the things you can do to educate yourself so that you're more aware of what we're talking about is to understand the relationships between NAC and quercetin and zinc and how important that is to your body.
NAC is an over-the-counter supplement. So is quercetin. They're both very, very important. Look them up. They're both very important for immune support. And NAC gets the glutathione going, which is the trash taker outer in your system, in your body, right? You know how the trash guy comes every week? Well, that's what glutathione does. NAC spurs that to happen in your body. And quercetin is great for the lungs. And so good doctors out there know this. Doctors worth their salt that are educated and understand what's happening. Please don't go to the universal care doctors. They don't know what they're doing. And I would never leave my loved one in the care of any of those people. We have a lot of ER doctors that are horrific. They don't know anything. I was actually shocked. We have a lot of ICU doctors that are completely oblivious, told me vitamins don't do a thing for the human body. Okay. So that's why I'm saying please, please, please contact Susan at katedalyradio.com and get some real help, because we're helping thousands and thousands and thousands of people. please get some help. I just want to see people not succumb to the hospital system.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Duke Pesto, so don't go anywhere.